Right, 807 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Dr. Bill earlier kind of laying out the next 24 hours, a little bit more here in this coldest weather, coldest temps yet of this winter, as you have tonight and after midnight, some precipitation coming in the form of rain in our area. But as we get to morning, temperature keeps dropping, and areas to our north, northern two-thirds of the state are definitely getting snow. He says maybe some accumulated snow as far south as Washington County, maybe flurries down in our area, but the real story is what comes afterwards, and of course, that is some very cold temps for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. It is nice to have a buddy and a fellow host here at FM Talk 106.5 that can help us on a day like this. Dave Lifford from Today's Homeowner, Today's Homeowner Radio, and that radio with pictures, the TV show thing, the website, and he's everywhere. I kind of figure out, we got you home in Mobile for a little while. That's good. Hey, Danny.
Oh yeah. Hey, man, glad to be with you and glad to be able to hopefully help some people avoid some costly repairs to the house that are not fun to pay off when you're paying that plumber.
Yes, and it is, and if you're doing it yourself, DIY, and crawling in the crawl space, you know, a pox on the people that build the houses in the crawl space, or maybe I'm just getting bigger than I used to be, it's not a lot of room in there to work, Danny, when you're underneath the housework. It's not fun.
No, it's not a lot of fun. It is a little easier if you put one of the disposable crawl suits on that has the hood. That helps. You know, the headlamps, you know, we use them all the time in different things that we do, Sean, and certainly that's a great thing to have underneath the house. And of course, gloves and little eye protection all makes it a little easier to enter into that kind of mysterious area of your home.
Yeah, y'all listen to what Danny said on eye protection. We're going to try to keep you from having to go under the house and fix pipes, but guaranteed, even if you think it's not, there's dirt that somehow has accumulated on pipes and underneath the house, and the second you start working on something, all that dirt falls in your eyes.
Right, because you're usually on your back working overhead. Mm-hmm. It's going to find its way in there, but I'll tell you, the good news right now is that everybody has a little bit of time to get ready before the hard freeze tomorrow night. Head down to the home center and pick up some insulated pipe wrap. If you have any water lines that are traveling through unheated areas of your home, might be your garage, might be your attic, might be your crawl space, anywhere that you have those, it's so easy to take this peel and stick foam insulation, wrap around your pipes, and it's just like putting a jacket around them or a quilt around them. It's going to prevent them from freezing. And while you're there, also the foam hose bibs or outside faucet covers are so easy to install. They're very inexpensive and, you know, no tools at all required. That's a great preventative measure if you can do that today or tomorrow before the cold weather really comes in.
Yeah, I'm running those at our house. Those faucet covers like that, are they do make a difference? They aren't just a talisman to ward off evil spirits of cold?
No, they definitely make a big difference because it just traps that air around it a little bit. And when we're talking about the, you know, mid-20s and so forth, that will protect those hose bibs from freezing, no doubt about it. Now, I always like to remind people that if you don't know where your water cutoff is or you don't have the proper water cutoff tool, great investment and great piece of information for you to find out in the event, either now or any time, you know, during the year that you may have water problems. You need to know how to turn that water off to the house, and it's amazing how many people are just not aware of it. Maybe they moved in to a new house recently and so forth and just hadn't thought about that. Now's the time to think about it in the event that you need it.
Danny, I have to say, I love your tip that you have for people who aren't quite sure if there is a draft. I mean, they know there's a draft in the room, but they don't know where it's coming from. And the match trick that you have, that is, I mean, strong. Thank you.
How does that work?
You, Kelly. It certainly will tell you if there's a problem there. And I'll tell you, it's kind of an old school thing, and who has incense laying around anymore? But if you do get a stick of incense, got your little flashback going.
Yes, you dated us.
But that's also a great way to know any of those drafts coming through around. And that's another thing, while you're at the home center, think about the weather stripping, think about your door, your threshold, and any area that air is getting in is going to cause you some problems or cost you some money, just your heating bill, if nothing else.
Danny, will you just tell everyone how the match trick works, though, since you're the expert?
Well, certainly. On your inside, after everything's closed off, especially when you're talking about some of this wind, in taking a match and just lighting it and going around the perimeter of the door or window, it will flicker. It'll show you immediately if any air is entering in at that area. Then you can find out where the problem is and solve it.
Well, if it gets blown out like a birthday cake candle, maybe you have a real real issue.
That's a big sign, yes. That's an urgent need for some repairs.
I want to get to more of that, and also I love your attic trick. We want to get to that in a second, how to insulate those attic stairs. But I got to ask you this. As a Southern boy here looking at this and wondering, how the heck do, you know, we get in these situations, it's in the 20s, we got to run the water, we got to insulate the pipes and do all this stuff, but people in the northern third of this country the 20s is just another night in the wintertime. They get a lot colder than that. Are they having to run their water every night?
Well, no, not normally, because of the construction methods there and some of the extreme things they go for. As an example, your water line coming in from the street around here, a couple feet down in the ground, is plenty good. Up there, it's a minimum of 4 feet.
Oh, wow.
For that line to come in. Then when it anywhere it's above ground, they have everything insulated. Of course, the basements are very popular there, so that creates a warmer environment under those homes to, you know, prevent the extreme. Then just standard business practices, more caulking, more foam, more sealants in order to really encapsulate that they head off a lot of problems by going to that extreme.
Okay, so, you know, you talk about pipe wrap, you talk about those faucet covers. At what point is that not enough and you have to let the water run, or do you ever have to let those pipes drip?
Well, it's still always a good idea, and I always recommend choosing the faucet that's the farthest away from your water meter. So the one that's at the back of the house, certainly anything that's on an exterior wall, like a kitchen sink or bathroom, and leaving that dribbling just a little bit. Make sure the drain's open so that you don't have a backup there. And then another thing to think about, just before you go to sleep tomorrow night, before the cold weather hits, open up all of your cabinets below your bath vanities, kitchen cabinets, all of that, to give that a chance for your hot air that you're paying so much money for to circulate under there, and again, to prevent that type of damage underneath those areas.
That's interesting, though. You talk about finding that faucet that is farthest from your water meter and letting that one drip. So should one dripping faucet be enough, or should you open multiple faucets in a home?
Well, it's always better, as far as a peace of mind, to turn on several different ones. We're always conscious of, saving water and what it can cost. But just for a 7 or 8 hour, period of time, it's not going to cost you a lot of money. So a couple of those, maybe even three of them, if you have a larger house, is a good idea to have that water slowly moving through those pipes. Still a lot cheaper than trying to find that plumber in the days ahead.
Okay, and while we're at the home center, I love this, one of your simple solutions you've talked about over time. If we'll go through our home and go to the trap door there of the attic stair ladder things with the creaky springs, we can put our hands there and feel that temperature in the summertime is very hot on those attic stairs and very cold in the wintertime, but you got a solution for that.
Well, certainly, I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people just ignore that one area in your home when we're spending time to insulate our attics up to 14 or 15 inches thick. Then here's this big opening that's at least 2 foot by 4 foot that only has a quarter inch piece of plywood protecting all of that hot air. It's right this minute, if you don't have it insulated, it's acting like a chimney, all that hot air rolling right up into that attic. So there are very inexpensive disappearing stair covers that you can buy. Some of them look like a little pup tent that you can create, and from Duck Brands is one place, duckbrands.com. You can just put it right on top of it, very easy. But in lieu of that, you can take a piece of foam board that's only, you know, half inch thick foam board and some of the metal duct tape, and you can make your own little box about a foot high and then enough to cover over it, and then you just set it right on top of it. What it does is it's creating that air pocket that serves as an insulator and prevents any other air from getting in the attic. You'd be amazed at what it can do in the event over the course of a winter in terms of saving those heating costs.
And if those tips weren't great enough, Danny, the fact that you're saving people money, I mean, if they hear nothing else, their money's not flying out the window nor the door, because you're keeping it where it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And that's the same way with the pipe insulation. We tell people that, you know, when you're talking about a water heater and that water, that hot water is traveling from point A to point B, it's losing that heat and the BTUs as it travels towards the vanity. If you have all of these pipes insulated, it is going to save you money every day of the year, not only keeping those pipes from freezing, but also keeping it from losing so much heat as it travels to your vanity or your kitchen sink.
Hey, Danny, one last thing here, because we get the luxury of listening to you on Saturdays and Sundays here at FM Talk 106.5. You also hop on with us live here on the station, and people can, of course, watch the TV show on Saturday afternoons, but if you have something specific, and I am a consumer of this product, so let me share this with y'all. If y'all have something specific around the house you're doing, you can go to the website and just search what it is you're trying to do in the house. And Danny, y'all got videos on just about everything.
Well, we certainly do. There's so much there that we've accumulated over the last 20 years. And it's also very practical, realistic things that you can use and answers to your home improvement questions. So going to todayshomeowner.com, just like 3 million people per month do, had to drop that in there.
Wow.
You can find the kind of information that you need to help you around the house.
Now, well done, and we appreciate the advice and the heads up here on a what will be the coldest night coming up of this winter so far, but we'll have to get you back on when it starts getting hot again so you can help us save some money keeping the cool in the house.
Hey, glad to do it anytime, and hope you guys stay warm around there.
You too, Danny. Yeah, Danny Litford from Today's Homeowner Radio, TV, the website. Man, is everywhere. Joining us here on FM Talk 106.5. Yep, coldest temps of the year for tomorrow night. Possible flurries for Mobile and Baldwin County tomorrow. Dr. Bill will have more in our forecast coming up.